This week on our best of edition of Inside the Cleveland Browns, we look back at our first exclusive interview with Robert Griffin III.
I had no expectations for what was going to happen in free agency. There's nothing that's certain in life when it comes to those things, especially the business of football.
Get an in-depth look at defensive players Xavier Cooper and Scooby Wright III's path to the Browns.
As a freshman in college, you have to pay your dues. And then I think as a rookie, going into the NFL, you have to pay your dues just as hard, or probably harder, I expect.
And see Cleveland native and UFC champion Stipe Miocic meet up with the Browns in Berea.
So my man Stipe here, I want you guys to give him a Cleveland Browns welcome.
All this and more on Inside the Cleveland Browns.
Good morning, Dog Pound. Welcome to Inside the Cleveland Browns. I'm Dustin Fox. She, of course, is Sarah Karn. Sarah, this is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to look back at some of the best moments of 2016.
We sure are. Now, thinking back, first of all, we signed Robert Griffin III back in March, but let's start off by taking a look at what it was like to talk to him for the very first time.
Robert Griffin III has found a home. He will be, by the end of the day, a member of the Cleveland Browns. The number two overall selection in 2012 by the Washington Redskins, the 2012 Rookie of the Year, is set to sign a free agent deal today in Cleveland.
I had no expectations for what was going to happen in free agency because there's nothing that's certain in life when it comes to those things, especially the business of football. So I was blessed to have an opportunity to come here to Cleveland, and all you need is an opportunity. And that's all I asked for. So, Coach Jackson and Sasha are giving me an opportunity, so I'm ready to go. When I say never give up on something that you can't go a day without, it's really just saying you have to look and have the right perspective in everything that you approach. So for me, one of those things is football. It's family. It's love. Whatever it might be, I'm not afraid to say that. Real men love, and you never want to give up on those things that you love. So, it's just really to try to be that person that everybody looked at you to be, but really be that person.
Now, I don't think it's just about me reviving his career. I think at the end of the day, RG3 is going to do the work. My job is to create the environment for him to do the work and do everything I can to help and assist him be the best he can be. And you have to have a player that's willing to accept that. And he has from day one.
I'm so persistent with attacking the things that I want to accomplish. I try to do the same for the people around me. So my best friend, if he comes to work out with me, he's going to work out with me as if he's an NFL quarterback, not as if he's just a guy going to gym trying to, lose or gain weight or gain muscle. I'm going to push you. I'm going to expect you to work like I work and try to lead you in the right direction. But it's really, that's like a SAT question. Who are you? It's a really hard question to answer. But if I'm annoying in the sense that I want what's best for you, then I'll be annoying.
I mean, this is pro football. And you can't shy away or run from the things that maybe there's been fear before. I think at the end of the day, business is about doing it and getting it done. And getting the job done at that position is winning. And I think you have to have some inner confidence. Obviously, you got to keep your ego in check. I think we all do. But at the same time, I do want a man that has a little swagger to him, because that guy's got to be your leader.
Having been through what I've been in the league, it can break a lot of people. And I know I love the game because it never broke me. And I'm getting to know some of my teammates now, and a great locker room that we have in there. But I got to say, I'm pretty excited to jump into that dog pound. I was a dog in high school, Coppersco Bulldog, and we spelled it the same way, D-A-W-G, so I'm looking forward to that.
Well, you can certainly see that Robert is here to get the best out of his teammates.
He sure is. Now, all right, let's take a look back at one of our new segments this year, one of my favorites. It's called That's My Dog, and here it is with Danny Shelton.
Mojo. He was number four out of the litter at my family's house. So their husky and their Malamute made it together and had 12 puppies. And I took number four because I'm number four. in my family line. So we got Mojo, we got Juicy, she's 2 years old, and then Morny, she's 3 years old. I guess ever since I was a kid, we had a dog, but my love for the dogs didn't really happen until 2011 when my brother passed. And so, you know, I decided to get myself a dog. I got Morny. I started doing some growing up stuff, met my girlfriend, and, you know, started settling down. And then we got another husky. And so for me, it was a way for me to grow up and basically concentrate, you know, focus on, you know, one thing, focus on providing for my dogs and treating them like my kids. And so kept me out of trouble. I mean, you know, it basically turned me into an old man. My college friends, they are always like joking around saying that, you know, I changed a lot because, you know, I'm an old man with all these dogs. But I mean, that's just what brought me happiness, really.
Well, Danny sure has a full house right there.
Yes, he does. All right, Dog Pound, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Up next on Inside the Cleveland Browns, Xavier Cooper shares his path to the Browns.
Me, I'm super lucky to even be playing, you know, in the National Football League. You know, if you look back at my story.
And later, experience what it's like to be in the huddle with the Browns head coach, Hugh Jackson.
Now listen to me. This right here is your house.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Now, last year, one of our standout rookies was Xavier Cooper. Let's take a look right now at his path to becoming a Brown.
Me, I'm super lucky to even be playing, you know, in the National Football League. You know, if you look back at my story.
Xavier Cooper is a complicated 24-year-old young man, but he's very, very wise for his age.
I always think it's a good thing I had him second, because if I would have had him first, we probably have never had a second child because he was so difficult to raise.
Well, it's the smile. You always come back to a smile. And, you know, he just always picked everybody up and after beating them up.
He's overcome adversity.
I think he was destined to be an athlete.
Xavier Cooper is a beast.
Football is at its purest form is a fight. At the end of the day, you gotta line up, and it's either me or it's him. I wanna be the hammer, I don't wanna be the nail. And so I think at the end of the day, you know, you gotta line up, you gotta have an attitude that, you know, I'm gonna take this man and I'm gonna push him back and I'm gonna make me a play.
He could run. He's probably one of the fastest boys I've got to coach at that size in 46 years of coaching.
A line coach, and I said, this guy looks good. Is he as quick as I think he is? And they both kind of nodded and they said, yeah, he's got the feet, and that's impossible to coach. We just need to get him in the weight room.
That X ran track in high school at 256 pounds. He ran 100 meters. And a lot of people laughed at him until he won a lot of his heat. So he's been blessed.
Well, it was pretty clear his junior year that he could be going to college to play football. We all knew that.
X has always had a challenge with his studies.
He's got this amazingly supportive family, and so they were very involved.
For me to diagnose a playbook is hard. You know, I have to spend extra time doing that. For me to read a book is hard. For me to, you know, write a paper is hard. But, you know, I challenge myself, and I continue to push myself.
He was academically ineligible coming out of Wilson High School. So in order for him to enroll into Wilson, he had to sit out a year, essentially. And during that year, we actually both went to a local community college, TCC. And, you know, he had to, you know, get his grades in line in order to make that jump to the Division I football. So
he took a lot of grief about that, and he struggled with that.
I didn't believe in myself at times because of this situation I was tossed in, you know, low GPA, might have not had the biggest, wasn't the tallest, wasn't the fastest, wasn't the biggest, you know, but I had something about me.
If you believe it or not, there was one point where X couldn't do push-ups, he couldn't do sit-ups, he couldn't do pull-ups, and, you know, during his time when he was out that, you know, his first year of college, I mean, X couldn't do one pull-up to save his life. Yeah, he was 260 pounds, but, you know, that was pretty interesting. And now the kid, I mean, could do anything.
You know, I graduated with a little bit over a 1.9 GPA. Now, you know, for, in most statistics, I wasn't supposed to make it to college and I wasn't supposed to make it to graduate.
Xavier was a pain in the butt.
So I kind of, you know, didn't have a relationship that I wanted to have with my dad till I got older, and I realized all the valuable things he was trying to teach me, you know, are starting to come true, and I needed his help.
Well, I had tryouts with the old Baltimore Colts, which dates me, and the old Houston Oilers. In between that, I had 2 years playing semi-pro ball. So I was in both camps. I was in as a rookie in both camps, and I lasted through both camps and then got released. And the thing that I wanted him to be mindful of was the work that was ahead of him. He has to stay focused, both mentally and physically, about what it was going to take to get to that next level. Once you're released, you know, you have to make a decision on what you're going to do with your life and take whatever the consequences are, because it's a tough profession. It's one of the toughest professions out of all the professional sports.
How hungry you were to get you to the National Football League, keep that hunger for you to stay in the National Football League, because it's hard to get here, but it's even hard to stay here. New coaches come in, nobody's guaranteed a job. I might not be with the Cleveland Browns, that's just how it goes, but I'm gonna do everything I can within my control to make this team every year. And you're gonna have to go through life, you know, making your own choices, but at the end of the day, there's a lot of people who are looking up, you know, looking up to you. And I felt, you know, when I was drafted, everybody was drafted with me, including my city.
Yeah, it's so unreal or surreal that I just don't even feel that comfortable talking about it. Sometimes it seems like it's not really happening.
I'm amazed at what he's accomplished, what he knows, and he's got his eyes set on a vision, not only in just in the NFL, but after the NFL.
You know, I challenge myself and I continue to push myself. You know, I'm doing statistics right now, and that's one bit of the hardest classes I've ever took in my college career. But, you know, I put in the extra work. I'm working with a tutor right now, and we're putting in that work to get it done. And, you know, right now, I'm on the pace to graduate in May, and that'll be huge for me and my family.
He knows what he wants to do, and I'm very, very proud of what my son has accomplished in 24 years.
Well, after gray-shirting as a freshman, he came back as a sophomore and led Washington with 13 and a half sacks. Now, let's hope he continues to bring that same intensity here to First Energy Stadium. Now, keep it right here, Doug Pound. We'll be right back. Up next on Inside the Cleveland Browns, follow Corey Coleman from the draft in Chicago to the media room in Berea.
You know, I'm going to come in and work my tail off for them. I'm going to give them 100% every time I step on the field.
And later, UFC champ Stipe Miocic hangs with the Cleveland Browns.
You guys are amazing at what you do, and you know, I appreciate everything. And just keep driving, man. That's what I do. I didn't stop.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Now, the Browns had a stellar draft this year, including drafting wide receiver Corey Coleman out of Baylor in the first round. Now, we were at the draft in Chicago, and we followed him all the way back on his journey to Cleveland for the first time.
With the 15th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns select Corey Coleman, wide receiver, Baylor.
I'm feeling amazing, man. It's really just an honor, and I'm just ready to rock. I'm so happy Cleveland believed in me and picked me at 15.
You know, I'm going to come in and work my tail off for them. I'm going to give them 100% every time I step on the field. Boom! This is mine.
It was a crazy, unbelievable night. I'm just excited for the opportunity. I see you in Cleveland. I'm in Cleveland, baby. That's crazy. Yeah, that's like... Dang, I'm really going to the NFL. Like,
I'm gonna go ahead and man.
Hey, I wish I could keep that number. I gotta take a picture of this. Oh, this is live. I get to keep this already? Man, my phone just died. Ain't it? Crazy. Oh, that's live. That is live. Dang, it's live. This stadium big.
That way.
Right there, huh?
Yeah.
You say you jump into it? Maybe jump into it? This stadium live, man. I didn't know it was like this. It's nice, huh? Lake cold, look. You can tell they from Texas.
I like this stadium. I love that. But you know what? It's so nice. I got a good feel.
Yeah, I'm good today. Talked to Cody last night. I'm happy we got him, man. He called me, he said, yeah, let's go. Yeah, he was so happy. That's cool with me. What's up, my man? Thank you.
Yeah, we have everything
yes,
good?
Yes, sir.
But it was a dog fight getting in town.
It was, yeah. But it's good now. What's up, man?
How you doing?
Good.
It's your family?
Yes, sir.
Hi. I'm Pete Jackson.
Real close to very you. Nice to meet you. Talked before the draft a couple times. Came on a visit here. No, he's really smart and intelligent guy, and I'm just, you know, really happy to be here, and I know that he's going to do something special for this organization.
It is sinking in, you know. I love the coaches. I know what they're trying to do, and I think the guys they brought in, we're all on the same page, and we all have the same goal. My goal is definitely to have a winning season, and for myself is, you know, to do my very best, really just work really hard. You know, I want to be one of the best receivers in the NFL, so I'm going to work hard, and, you know, I'm not going to let any of this change me.
Well, as you can see, there are a lot of emotions on draft day, and that was a pretty special look behind the scenes with Corey. All right, Dog Pound, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Coming up next on Inside the Cleveland Browns, the Browns have a surprise in store for a local high school. And offensive lineman Cam Irving goes to prom.
Everyone deserves a great prom. Everybody deserves to have an awesome memory.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Now, Robert Griffin III and Cam Irving were part of a very special surprise this year, probably the biggest surprise we've ever been able to pull off here. Well, let's take a look as North Ridgeville High School students are presented with new helmets in a very unique way.
Today came about based on a partnership between University Hospitals, the Cleveland Browns, and United Healthcare to really take a program to the community that can help young athletes.
The helmets program is another example of the importance of being heads up certified through USA Football.
We're here to surprise North Ridgeville High School with some new helmets today.
You know, it's the most popular sport in the United States of America, and we want to make sure it stays safe so that many generations from now they can continue to play.
So, you know, if we call you guys out of class, it's probably for something important, right? We've got a couple surprises today that we wanted to show you guys. The first surprise, Cam Irving is a first-round draft pick from the Browns last year.
you guys just won $25,000 worth of free helmets. Yay!
So that leads us to our second surprise. The Browns were gracious enough to bring a mannequin with a new look for the Rangers. Can you show them?
You go ahead and show
them. Alright, let's show them the new mannequin. You guys grab the helmet off the mannequin while we show it around.
Oh boy, those guys didn't even see what was coming, but a very cool surprise indeed. Now, Cameron Irving was also part of something very memorable this past year. He answered the call of a local high schooler. Her name is Elna Wright, and she suffers from a progressive disorder that confines her to a wheelchair. Check out how the night went down.
Elna's prom is coming up, and we kind of waited to see if someone would ask her out because in October, her boyfriend of 6 years, he passed away, and it was very sad. And so we kind of thought or hoped that someone would ask, and we understood that, you know, maybe they didn't know that she was wanting to go. So
no one could really, I think, step in that role.
Yeah. It's big shoes to fill. Cody Wilson is an amazing young man, and Elna loved him a lot. And so we figured, I asked her what would she think about if we asked maybe a Browns player if, you know, they would escort her. We put it on Facebook, and immediately, you know, strangers, people that I didn't know, started responding, started tagging other people in it who may be associated with the Browns or
know somebody. It just kind of took off very quickly.
Yesterday I found out that Elna needed a date to prom, and I jumped at the opportunity just because I always thought that, you know, everyone deserves a great prom. Everybody deserves to have awesome memories.
Prom nights are pretty crazy. It's like, you know, a culmination of your whole high school experience, and you get to hang out with your friends before you take the journey on the life.
Came and picked her up today, and she looked awesome. She looked amazing. We took some pictures downtown. We saw a lot of her friends, a lot of people that she goes to school with. It's a lot of love in this small town. Everybody knows her. Everybody was commenting on how beautiful she looked, and it gives you a different perspective on life. Now we're here at the Elyria High School prom, and walked her down the red carpet, and just to see the welcome that she got from her classmates, and words can't really describe how I feel right now. It's just awesome to be able to put and bring that much joy to someone's life with such a small gesture.
It's been overwhelming, you know. It's crazy watching my little sister grow up. And the fact that she has so much support coming from all around is pretty incredible. It's a good feeling. Yeah.
She can't walk, she can't talk, she can't do anything for herself. But her smile and her face, I mean, she's so expressive.
I mean, as a parent, I mean, wow.
What more could she ask for?
I definitely think she's going to remember this, you know, forever, for the rest of her life.
Well, I could really tell in Elna's face that meant so much to her. Now keep it right here, Dog Pound. We'll be right back. Next on Inside the Cleveland Browns, we ask the question, what's in a name? With rookie linebacker Scooby Wright III.
Everyone in Sonoma County knew him by Scoob, but that's kind of how Scooby came about.
And later, get a behind-the-scenes look at what it takes to produce the scoreboard hype videos that play Sundays at First Energy Stadium.
We want the Dog Pound to be alive and well.
Come on, Dog Pound! I can't hear you! Get it out!
Awesome.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Now, Scooby Wright has certainly caught the eyes of the Dog Pound.
He sure has. Let's go ahead and take a look at his path to the Browns.
Dooby dooby doo, where are you? We got some work to do now.
He's
Philip Jr., and then Scooby's actually Philip the Third. But then when Scooby was born, it's like, okay, one more Phil in the house, you know, or, you know, in the family.
Well, it was really Scoob. Everyone added the Scooby-Doo. It's always a Scoob. And then it kind of like some people that don't know call him Scooby-Doo, but it's really Scoob. That's all it's ever been. We were actually watching Scooby-Doo, and I was like, why don't we just call him Scoob? And then literally all through football, baseball, basketball, umpires, referees, everyone in Sonoma County knew him by Scoob. But yeah, that's kind of how Scooby came about.
To whom it may concern, my name is Philip Anthony Scooby Wright III. I'm writing to express my interest in playing for your football team. Throughout my career, many coaches and teams have overlooked my talents, as if my production on the field was just a fluke. I get it. If you see me in street clothes, you might not think I'm the next great NFL linebacker. But when you see me on the field, you'll probably think differently. Growing up, I was actually probably better at baseball than I was football. But in baseball, you can't run around and hit people. So I think it was my first Pop Warner game. I was like 7 years old. It was a kickoff. And I just ran down and just smacked this guy. And I was like, just cheesing from cheek to cheek. And ever since that day, I just kind of fell in love with it and never looked back.
I think Scooby, for one, he's super humble. Like, he just likes to work and just continue to get better at everything he does. He'll be sitting here and then he'll like, I gotta go, and then he'll just, like, in the middle of the night, he'll go out for a 5 mile run at 10 o'clock at night, and he doesn't like to slow down, that's for sure.
We have this motto called the Hard Edge, and it just talks about, like, toughness and just kind of having that, almost like that nastiness, meanness to you. Be super tough and just play as hard as you can, run 1,000 miles an hour, and just having fun.
Some of the interviews at the Combine, someone asked him, like, What are you gonna do for us? And he goes, well, I'm gonna be the first one in the weight room. I'm gonna be the last one out. I'm gonna be in the film room, and I'm gonna work hard. And he goes, well, everyone says that. He goes, well, I mean it. I'm gonna do it. He said, that's the difference.
I think that was actually one of the Browns coaches that said that to him.
Actually, yeah, that, it could have been.
But between the lines, I will be your workhorse. If you want me to be an inside linebacker, I will do it. If you want me to be an outside linebacker, I will do it. If you want me to crush people on special teams, I'll do it with a smile on my face. As a freshman in college, you have to pay your dues. And then I think as a rookie going into the NFL, you have to pay your dues just as hard, or probably harder, I expect. And then just go in there and just shut my mouth and just go to work. So I think it's going to be a lot of learning. I think it's going to be a little learning curve, but I'm excited about it. What else could I ask for? I'm going to reach my full potential on someone's team. I think it's in your best interest to make sure that it's yours. Sincerely, Scooby Wright.
Well, Scooby sure is a hard worker, whether you're watching his off-season workouts or his college tape. I know I can't wait to see him on Sundays.
Yeah, he definitely looks like he is ready. You know who else is ready?
Who?
Jimmy McLaughlin. Now, that may not be a household name to all of you, but he certainly is here in Berea for the players. He's the assistant equipment manager for the Browns, and he has a vital role in what happens on practice and what happens on game day. Right now, let's get a behind-the-scenes look.
Day one, rookie mini camp. Trying to get these guys fitted up. This is what we do every year. Look at the head top. Can I feel a little bit?
Yeah.
A little bit more?
Yeah.
There you go. Excellent. Right there. Jaw, this isn't too tight. No, that's perfect. The spot right where it needs. Perfect. This is a crazy start to these guys' professional career. Starts today. As you go and you start sweating, running around, doing everything, anything feels funny. Might need a squirt of air, might need us to tighten this up, grab us. Okay. We can help you do any of that stuff. You gotta get these guys going, fitted. It's whirlwind time of day. Quite a lot for them to take in, quite a few new guys for us to get used to. When you're out there in August and you're pounding away, mm-hmm. getting all those hits, and that's when I'm worried about making sure this mm-hmm. is in the right spot. Because if I do it now, screw it in, you take off, go on vacation, get a haircut, shave your beard, it won't fit. Mm-hmm. It's an important first step for these guys, important first step for us creating a working relationship with them as well. Come talk to me. I will show you all the different styles. Might be one up there that you want to see. We'll get it, order it, bring it in, switch it out, try it out. This will be good. You just hope that This is just the first step of seeing a whole bunch of future Pro Bowlers, a lot of wins, everything you can get out of this. It's a long day.
Wow, I never knew so much went into customizing a helmet for each player.
Mm-hmm. Every single player has to have that perfect fit, right?
Yeah.
All right, Dog Pound, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Up next, ever wonder what goes into creating the scoreboard videos at First Energy? Wonder no more as we go behind the scenes and see what it's all about.
Third down! It's time to fight!
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Now, newly crowned UFC heavyweight champ Stipe Miocic wasted no time after his big victory in Brazil, making his way back to Cleveland to mix it up with some of the sports teams here. And of course, he made it to Berea. Take a look.
A very special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily kicks off with the UFC heavyweight champion of the world, Stipe Miocic.
Champ is here.
Damn right.
I just love this city, man, and just the people here, you know, just we're hard-nosed people, blue collar, you know, we're awesome. We got each other's back for the loyalty.
I told this gentleman just a second ago, he represents what we're chasing, okay? He is a world champion. This past weekend, he went and got it done. One of the most beautiful things I've ever seen, okay? Here's a guy that has a process of his own that has busted his ass to get to where he is today, and he's now called world champ. And that's what we're after. That's our process, and that's what we talk about all of the time. So my man Stipe here, I want you guys to give him a Cleveland Browns welcome. All right.
Listen, you guys are amazing at what you do, and you know, I appreciate everything, and just keep driving, man. That's what I do. I didn't stop and just can do it, man. You guys got it, man, honestly. You know, I'm being the first champion in 52 years, you know. I can do it, and I know they can do it, and they're getting better every day, and I know Cleveland can do it, and, you know, we have such great teams here, and, you know, we got this. I'm not worried. You guys make me proud. So, you guys got this. So keep working hard.
I can promise you this. We're going to give you something to be proud about.
Good.
We haven't yet, okay, but we're working at it, and we're in the process of our grind just like you are to become a champ. Okay, and I promise you that these men right here and these coaches and everybody within our organization are working hard every day to do what you do, which is someday hoist a trophy that says the best in the world. And we congratulate you on being the best in the
thanks,
world.
Coach,
thanks for being
thanks,
here.
Thanks,
all right, let's go, man.
Yeah.
Hey!
Thank you so much.
Right, so if somebody said there hasn't been a championship in Cleveland in 52 years.
Yeah.
What would you say?
I'm from Cleveland. I want a title. It's mainstream. They can say what they want. I don't care. Let's make it their opinion, but I know what I did.
And Stipe will be defending his title here in Cleveland in September. All right, up next, we are going to go behind the curtains to see the production of all the great video that goes on the Cleveland Browns scoreboard.
Last couple days we've been here in Berea shooting all the players and doing some specialty looks for the scoreboard this season. We're, you know, trying to fall in line with what some of the stuff that Coach Jackson's been saying of really a gritty, tough, hardworking team, candidly, that expects to win. And we kind of hope our fans start to feel that way, that, you know, the Browns expect to win. And that's what we want to portray with some of the content that we're producing.
Third down! It's time to fight!
We really want the crowd to be totally into it, insane, just completely fired up.
We gotta have you, Dog Pound.
We want them to really feel like they're that, you know, 12th man on the field.
Dog Pound, we need you. Get loud. Let's go.
We also want the players to feel that way. When they see that content on there, it kind of just gets them energized.
Yeah! Woo-hoo! Let's make some noise and get loud, Dog Pound.
Actually, we had guys in here yesterday that were reading lines, and the way they were doing it, other teammates were like, wow, I'm ready to go.
What are you going after today?
We want the Dog Pound to be alive and well.
Come on, Dog Pound! I can't hear you! Get down!
Awesome.
It's amazing to see how much time and effort they put into those videos before the season actually begins. All right, now let me ask you guys a question. Have you ever played the game Would You Rather? Well, if you haven't, no worries. We're going to give you the intro right now as Duke Johnson sits down to play the game for the first time.
Oh my God, this is a hard one. I'm Duke Johnson, and I'm going to be playing the game Would You Rather? Would you rather spend a day wearing wet socks or spend a day with a popcorn stuck to your teeth? I think I'd take the popcorn, especially in cold Cleveland. You don't have on wet socks. Would you rather give up bathing for a month or give up the internet for a month? Internet. I would definitely give up internet for the month. I won't want to stink. I kind of have a fiance in this. That would not go good with her. Would you rather be a famous musician or a famous actor? Stay tuned. Ballers. Would you rather be invisible or be able to read minds? Oh my God, this is a hard one. I have to go with... I have to go read minds. Just because I always want to know what everyone's thinking. It's a lot easier if you read minds. And I'm Duke Johnson. This has been a great game. You should definitely try it.
I can't get enough of those. I want to see more players get involved in Would You Rather. All right, Dog Pound, don't go anywhere. We'll come right back at you. Next on Inside the Cleveland Browns, Gary Barnage takes his fellow teammates into battle.
So they're going to take the fort, we're going to take it from as an offense. We work together as a team.
And head coach Hugh Jackson motivates his team during minicamp.
You have to. When you do that, that's when you're going to become great. I'm telling you.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Now, chemistry is built on and off the field, right,
yeah,
Dustin?
Yeah, it is. And I can tell you, as a former player, a lot happens during training camp and during the offseason, but it's the hanging out during the offseason. Mm-hmm. It's getting guys to go to the movies and to go play paintball, like Gary Barnage did. Take a look.
I want to do something different that other guys don't do. And we did this last year as a team. I want to do something just to give back to guys, say, hey, let's go have fun and build a little team camaraderie.
Going down today. Watch me.
Hey, we here now.
Yes, it's going down.
They just mad because they ain't got camo.
That's the one.
I'm going to tell you that on camera. Hey, the first person I'm going to shoot, it might be my teammate, Gary. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, might be Gary.
Sorry, Gary. I hope you hear this on film, Gary. That you about to get shot by me.
Hey, oh, Dempsey! Don't do that shit!
My bad, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to shoot him, right?
Dumb. Shot me right in the neck.
Well, we did that position. So we have three tight ends and two O-line together. We have the DBs together. We have running backs, receiver, and quarterback together. We have linebackers together.
Talking all the smack out there, got out first. So this time,
hey Gary, how's this one work?
We're gonna do a fort. We're gonna do offense versus defense. Defense has one less guy, so they're gonna take the fort. We're gonna take it from them as an offense. We work together as a team.
You out?
Oh.
Dana, you can't.
You made it.
I'm out of ammo. I had the guy, man.
Hey, don't fly far.
I've been waiting for this all day. So to be out here now with my friends, doing what we love, going up against...
Let's go, Robert, others. Waiting on you.
Great competition.
What a good guy Gary is for taking his teammates to play a little paintball, but not cool bit.
Yeah, I think good guy Gary turned into angry Gary right there a little bit. Yeah. All right, Hugh Jackson, of course, the head coach of the Browns, is getting the guys going on and off the field. And right now, we're going to get a behind-the-scenes look as Coach Jackson was mic'd up on the field.
Now listen to me. This right here is your house. This is your house. And we got to understand, when we come through that freaking tunnel over there, we're coming out here to kick ass. This is home, and you always take care of home. You dominate at home. This is your field. This is where we handle business. This is where you play. This is where we protect our city and ourselves. Right here, okay? The dog pound, it be rocking, I'm telling you. So we got to bring it when we come in here. We come in here because it's special, because it's our house. We got to always remember that. Here we go, man. Let's have a day today. Let's get better, huh?
3-3.
Let's get better today. Let's get better today. Here we go. This is our home, and we will protect this house, boys. This is our home, and we'll protect this house.
Ball will make you great. You hear me?
I'm going to push you like you've never been pushed. Because you got so much ability, it ain't even funny. But it's an everyday thing. It's focus, it's mindset, because I know what you want. You got to go get it.
Come on, let's work now. Here we go, linebackers. Out of the way, baby. Nice job. Out of the way to finish. How fast can you go, Cody? Five of the fastest steps you can take. There you go. Boom. I'll take it. I'll take it. Nice job. Come on. Feet. Good. Good. When you burst, it's got to take you where coach is, out here to the top of these numbers. But you got to run, but you got to get depth at the same time, right? Yes. Yes. Go. There he is. He's running. Good ball. Cody, that first step, tighten it. You don't have to go way back there to do that. It's just a catch, and it's really like a shuffle, okay? Go try it one time. Try it. See if you can speed yourself up. There it is. Boom. See the difference? That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like. Out of the way, Scooby. Out of the way, Scooby. Good job, Scooby. Scooby, nice job. Scooby, nice job. Scooby, out of baby. Out of way. Good. That's football. That's the way football's played. Nice job, old boy. That a baby. Hey, Cody, that's the difference. I know what you're trying to do. I know what you're trying to do, but that's the difference by having a big guy when the line goes that way.
Yeah.
Like, all I gotta do, you gotta put his hands up. Okay. Here we go. Guaranteed completion. There it is. Boom.
First. Give me
good. There you go. That's better, but listen to me. When you you get one move, you gotta run like a son of a gun. Come on. That's what you gotta do. You have to. When you do that, that's when you're gonna become great. I'm telling you.
Sarah, how cool was that to get the chance to see Coach Jackson mic'd up like that? And I thought the really neat part was when he was interacting with Corey Coleman. You could just see like what a motivator he is.
He really, really is. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for joining us, Dog Pound. If you want to see past episodes of Inside the Cleveland Browns, you can do that. Just head to clevelandbrowns.com or the Browns mobile app.
All right, Dog Pound. We'll see you next week. Go Browns.